Aki said, namely bypassing, doing some binary reversing. Just read it. The slides are a bit unplanned because, as usually, I've not planned anything, and the thing I'll be talking about is a plugin called Dehancer. It's a plugin for doing color adjustments in a software called DaVinci Resolve, also some other stuff, which was originally exclusively for color grading Hollywood movies and stuff like that, but has now been more opening up to other kinds of people because it's pretty cheap for software and can do a lot. Dehancer is for film emulation specifically, so people have tried developing a bunch of films and photographing color cards and then try to emulate that in digital form, because shooting film is extremely expensive. It's really good, and I wanted to try it. But the cheapest way to get started is to get a monthly license that costs $60 a month. The end game would be getting a $600 lifetime license, which gives you, I guess, one seat or something. There are cheaper ways, but then you can only do it on iOS, only in Lightroom or something, which is not really applicable to grading videos. There's a free trial, which is just the full version with a watermark, which is also kind of annoying because then you can't really try out anything because there's a watermark, not just on export, but also on the preview. So yeah, it makes sense from a business standpoint, but didn't really convince me to give them money. There are obviously, it's a very popular product. They list 1.3 million installs on their website. There are modified versions floating around for Windows and for Adobe Premiere, for bypassing certain license checks. But I wasn't gonna use Windows because one of the main benefits of using the other software, even though it's still proprietary, is that it runs on Linux fairly well. And yeah, so I thought, what are we looking at? And it's just an ELF binary. It's not really something specific to DaVinci Resolve. It's using something called OpenFX, which is an open standard for doing video effects. I think you can also use them in Caden Live, even though I would not let myself be pinpointed on that. So it's just a normal ELF binary, and I thought, yeah, okay, I know a bit about the computers. I could just try to look inside a bit, because like that Ghidra is free right now. It's not the 2010s anymore. I don't have to get a crack of IDA Pro to get started. So let's just fire it up. 500 megabyte plugins decompilation takes forever, which is especially annoying if you did it on one computer and then want to give a talk about it on another computer and did not take any notes 1 hour before. It takes forever, but that, again, you can just, I don't know, try searching for something. I tried searching for strings that appeared in the application to get like you usually do when reversing user stuff. You just search for strings that the application gives you and try to find out where they are emitted. So I just searched for license, and I was like, what the fuck? Why are there symbols? And I am still not 100% sure why, because the plugin is bundled into 4 different binaries, which are each extremely big. But this main one lists all this stuff as exports, so I guess they can be used from the editing software or from the other components that are each their own binary. So okay, that's very useful. A bunch of the stuff you need is just named correctly. License is okay. That's one. This image is not correct. Okay, There's a method called isValid, which is 140 lines of disassembled code, and includes like actual crypto, which was a little bit surprising, but not like really. I've never done anything before. and it's not the whole program is C++, I think, which is annoying to disassemble in Ghidra, because it's not C. Anything but C is kind of annoying. But good to know. Good to know. There's just a function called isValid that could theoretically be patched out to just write true in some memory location. So let's keep that in our heads and then forget it, because it won't be relevant at all. So what if we just search for watermark, because that was the original issue. We wanted to see the image that this plugin emits without a watermark. So you just search for watermark, and there's also exports for watermarks for 16x9, 1K, 4K, 8K. Lol. Okay, what is it? I originally tried searching for the text that appeared on the watermark, but that didn't emit anything. So I thought maybe they were doing something really smart and trying to obfuscate the place where they draw that on the screen, so people won't just won't just bypass that. I thought maybe they're rendering it with just an SVG or something. So just look at it, and we can see it's just a PNG. I've heard of that before. So let's introduce a tool called binwalk. It's very useful for searching just huge blobs of data. You have no idea what they do, for common stuff like here is a GPL license, here is a bit of Python code, here is a PNG. So we'll just run it on that and get a bunch of PNGs. 1,970 to be exact. It was like, what? Surely that's somehow the binwalk is somehow wrong or something. Maybe it's not as easy, but if you look at it, they have 2,000 different images of hair and film defects bundled in the binary. So yeah, it makes sense. But these are only a few kilobytes each. So if you go to the very end, you see something like this. Yeah, that's basically, I thought, oh, okay. I didn't think I would get this far. So I thought the best idea would be to just patch out the license check, or even reverse it somehow, and then write my own key gen or something. But I guess we could also just make the watermark transparent. It's just a PNG. PNG is supposed being transparent. Yeah. So my new plan was just to overwrite the binary at the specific locations where the PNGs are, the PNG data is stored, with transparent PNGs. And just make sure they are the same size, so we don't overwrite anything or make it do some kind of undefined behavior. So the entire Greg searches for PNG headers and then compares it to the locations we found in Ghidra, because it's only like 8. So we can just, I don't know, copy them and put them in a text file. And yeah, overwrite it using just normal Python image manipulation libraries. I think PIL is what I used. And then, yeah, it works. I can try to do a demo. DaVinci Resolve is crashed. I can try to not do a demo. There's a few things I learned and I would like for people to know. Reverse engineering binaries is not that hard. You can kind of just try and be dumb. Software is only written by other humans. Asterisk. Sometimes it's good to just go a stupid way. Yeah. I won't distribute this because, I don't know, it's not Adobe or something, and I also don't want to get into legal trouble. So, yeah. But still a very interesting thing in my mind. So yeah, if anyone has any questions about anything, please ask them now. This has been my presentation. Yeah.